I've heard so many people say that I'm a God-fearing man or I'm a God-fearing woman, but I'm really beginning to wonder if a lot of people understand what a God-fearing person is. I say this because some of the very same people that say they fear God are the same ones that do not submit to His will, nor are they obedient to Him and His word. Now, I'm not saying this to condemn or judge anybody, because having a fear of God is not really discussed, nor can it be easily understood. Having a fear of the Most High God is the foundation that initiates change within the heart, the spirit, and mind, which leads to repentance, that leads to complete submission to the Father and His will, which is why this subject is so important to discuss. So today, I want to discuss what the fear of the Lord truly is. And of course, to understand what the fear of the Lord is, we will have to search the scriptures to seek the answer to this question on what the fear of the Lord truly is. So let's talk about it. So first, we're going to be looking at some foundational scriptures that correlates the fear of the Lord with wisdom. In Proverbs chapter 9, verse 10, it says, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and knowledge of the holy is understanding." So according to the scripture, having the fear of the Lord is the beginning or foundation to having wisdom. In Psalm chapter 111, verse 10, it says, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. A good understanding have all they that do His commandments. His praise endureth forever." In Proverbs chapter 1, verse 7, it says, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction." So based off these three scriptures, we have a common theme that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, or the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. So that is the foundation that opens up the door to wisdom and knowledge, right? So first, let's start off by looking up the definition of the word fear as it pertains to the fear of the Lord. When I looked up the definition of the word fear in the back of my Bible, the first definition reads, "To have respect or revere someone or something." And revere, of course, means to show devoted honor or reverence someone, right? The second definition says, "To be afraid of something or someone." So based off of these definitions, does this imply that we are supposed to not only be devoted and show honor to Yahweh, but to actually be afraid of Him? The answer to that question is yes. That's exactly what fear of the Lord is. So when we look at the scriptures, when we look at Job chapter 23, verses 14 and 15, it says, "For he performeth the thing that is appointed for me, and many such things are with him." And verse 15, "Therefore am I troubled at his presence. When I consider, I am afraid of him." So Job was implying that he was actually afraid and troubled at the presence of God, and was the absolute reason why Job did not curse God with his lips. Now, he may have wanted to please his cause with the Most High. He may have even complained in the bitterness of his soul, but he did not curse God, nor did he wickedly depart from him. So I want to give y'all an analogy to better understand what it means to fear Yahweh. So I want y'all to go back to whenever we were growing up being raised by our earthly parents. Why is it that when we were younger, being raised by our parents, that when they told us to do something, we immediately did it? Was it just off of respect for them? Or was it because we feared them? I know for me, I was afraid of my mom, because I knew that she would discipline me if I did not do what she told me to do. And I know for sure that I'm not the only one that was afraid of their parents. We didn't want to get punished by them, right? So, or if they fussed at us for whatever reason, we did not respond back to them in the same manner that they may have came at us. Unless, of course, you were really bold and you did respond back that way. But I know for me, I was not that bold. But we did not do that, not only because we respected them, but because we had reverence, fear for our parents. Or imagine whenever you were growing up and you did something crazy. I know for me, I would try to hide. Whenever I did get into trouble, I would try to hide it from my mom and my dad. And if they did find out, a deep fear arose inside of us. Y'all, I remember when I skipped school with a boy when I was in high school. And my mama caught us while we were in a car driving. When I say I was so afraid for my life, y'all, I just knew I was gonna die that day. But thank God I am here living to tell the tale. She did not kill me on sight. I was just that afraid of her. But that's exactly how it works with the Most High. God is our Heavenly Father. So once you have the Holy Spirit, you will begin to have a reverent fear of Him, meaning that you will try your best to stay out of trouble, to be obedient, to be devoted, respectful, and completely submitted to His will. And of course, that doesn't mean that we won't make mistakes, that we won't commit any sins, because we have all sinned and fell short of the glory of Yahweh. But when we do sin, sometimes we may become afraid and we feel guilty. And that is what being convicted is all about. That actually ties into having a fear of the Most High. So when we look at Deuteronomy chapter 10, verse 20, it says, "Thou shalt fear the Lord thy God. Him shalt thou serve, and to him shalt thou cleave, and swear by his name." Now, if you look closely at this verse, you can see that this is actually a commandment. Thou shalt, quote unquote, indicates that this is actually a commandment, which I never noticed until I was actually preparing for this lesson. So we are actually commanded to fear our Heavenly Father. When we go to Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 2, it says that thou mightest fear the Lord thy God to keep all his statutes and his commandments, which I command thee, thou and thy son's son, all the days of thy life, and that thy days may be prolonged. So based off the scriptures that we have read, we see that the fear of God is the beginning of wisdom and knowledge that we are commanded to have. The fear of the Lord is also the foundation which leads to obedience and complete submission to his will. And not only that, having a reverent fear of the Most High opens the door to obtaining more godly wisdom and knowledge, because it causes you to seek the Most High with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, whether you're spending time in the Word daily to know His commandments so you can obey Him, or whether you're spending time in prayer, fasting, all the different ways that we seek the Most High. And the more you seek, the more you begin to understand. And what is understanding according to the Bible? Well, when we read earlier in Proverbs chapter 9, verse 10, we know that knowledge of the holy is understanding, right? But when we look at Job chapter 28, verses 28, it says, "Unto man, he said, behold, the fear of the Lord, that is wisdom, and to depart from evil is understanding." Glory be to my Father in heaven. So once you choose to fear the Most High God, then you will begin to what? Repent. Then once you begin to repent, then you will begin to depart from evil. Because as we mentioned earlier, you are trying your best to be obedient to him. You're trying your best to be submissive to his will. And wisdom and understanding go hand in hand, which is why the Bible say in Proverbs chapter 4, verse 7, that wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom, and with all thy getting, get understanding. When we look at the definition of principle in this verse, it means the beginning, or it means first. So wisdom is required first before even gaining understanding. And what is the foundation of wisdom? The fear of the Most High God. Wow, hallelujah. All praises to my Heavenly Father. Ooh, y'all. Glory be to my Heavenly Father. So how do you know if you actually fear the Lord? When we go to Proverbs chapter 8, verse 13, it says the fear of the Lord is to hate evil and what is considered to be evil, pride and arrogance and the evil way and the froward mouth do I hate. So when you have a genuine fear of God, you hate anything that is evil, prideful, arrogant, and froward, which froward is basically a perverse person who turns aside the right way, which is another word for a wicked person. So basically, you will begin to hate what God hates. Now, of course, when people are concerned, we may not hate that person, but if they display any of those characteristics, it would not sit well with your spirit. And honestly, it's not supposed to. Now, another way you can know if you have a genuine fear of God is when we look at Job chapter 1, verse 1, which says, there was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job, and that man was perfect and upright, and one that feared God and eschewed evil. Y'all, I'm not even going to lie. I had a misconception about what eschewed was. I actually thought that it meant to hate evil, but in actuality, eschewed in the King James Version means to avoid, to shun, or to turn aside from evil. So if you truly fear God, you will not only turn aside from evil and wickedness, which is, of course, the result of repentance, but not only that, you would avoid evil all together. You would avoid participating in evil deeds. You would avoid places, things, even people that have a sense of evilness, because like I mentioned earlier, it just wouldn't sit well with your spirit. It won't sit well with a person who truly fears the Most High Yahweh. Hallelujah. All praises to my Heavenly Father. In Ecclesiasticus chapter 2, verse 15, which Ecclesiasticus is in the King James Version in the Apocrypha, it says that they that fear the Lord will not disobey his word, and they that love him will keep his ways. So a God-fearing person does not disobey his words and commandments, because that person knows that the Most High will hold him or her accountable and knows that consequences will follow if they choose to deliberately disobey his words. Of course, like I mentioned earlier, we all make mistakes, but if we do sin, we experience that conviction and possible chastening from the Most High, which usually causes us to get back on that narrow path because we will repent, right? So having a fear of the Most High is actually a form of love that we show to our Heavenly Father. When we truly have a fear of God, we do our best to obey his commandments. Of course, like I've been mentioning throughout this whole video, completely submitting to his will, and it's actually a sign that you have the Holy Spirit within you. In John chapter 14, verses 15 and 21, it says, if ye love me, keep my commandments. In verse 21, it says, he that hath my commandments and keepeth them, He it is that loveth me. Now, y'all, if y'all have been watching my videos, you would know that at the end of the word, when you see ETH, that means continuously. So this is a continuous process, right? It keeps reading, and he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him and will manifest myself to him. So by the fear of the Most High Yahweh being activated in us when we receive the Holy Spirit, we begin to seek him and his ways and his words. We will begin to follow his commandments, which per the scriptures, following his commandments mean that we truly love our Heavenly Father. And not only that, when we go back to those scriptures that we read earlier, when we follow his commandments, that means that we have understanding. Glory be to the Most High, y'all. And honestly, this subject is so deep that it would take so many different videos to actually dive deep into what the fear of the Most High is. So I would highly suggest to everybody, advise everybody to truly seek the Most High regarding this subject. And if you want a foundational point, read Proverbs chapter 2 regarding the fear of the Lord. But I know how it was for me, that when I first got saved, I actually had to start reading the Bible for that fear of the Lord to activate. The Most High actually started me in the book of Proverbs, and he actually had me read through from Genesis all the way up to Judges initially. And that was because I had to familiarize myself with his commandments. And as I was reading, I began to realize that all the things, all those commandments that he had in place, I was literally breaking each and every last one of them. So because I was reading those scriptures, and that caused a great fear to fall upon me. I did not ask for it. It just all of a sudden happened. I guess that's why it says in the Bible in John 15 that now ye are clean through the word which I speak unto you, abide in me and I in you. Because as I was reading the word, I can feel the word cleansing me. And as I was going through his commandments, as I was going through his laws, of course, I began to repent. And that caused me to change my ways, or want to change my ways. Of course, we cannot do anything without our Heavenly Father, but it caused me to really want to change my ways and submit to the Most High. But I will be very totally honest with y'all. Of course, along the way, I had sinned. I had transgressed against the Most High. I had backslidden. And let me tell you, I experienced those chastenings. I experienced those punishments. And of course, when you go through those chastenings, when you go through those punishment, it actually causes the fear of the Most High God to increase within you, because now you know that there are consequences to your actions. Glory be to the Most High. You know that the Most High will hold you accountable if you do transgress against him, but it's all a part of his mercy. Glory be to the Most High. And that's why I said earlier that, of course, we will make mistakes. We probably will, because there are temptations all around us. The devil's prerogative, of course, is for us to stray off the narrow path and go the way that leads to destruction. But all praises and great glory belongs to our Heavenly Father, that he will use those experiences to teach us. And of course, after all is said and done, we begin to have a more deeper respect for the Most High. It makes us want to submit to his will even more. Because if I know for me, when I was going after the desires of my heart and realized that it was not what I needed, it really caused me to really want to submit to his will, to do whatever it is that he desires for me and not my own. And I would have to tell y'all, it took me to walk around that mountain several times for me to understand that. So I don't want anybody to feel like, okay, you might not have the Holy Spirit because you may have committed a sin or transgressed against the Most High. That doesn't necessarily mean that you don't have the fear of the Most High. It just means that you are just dust and ashes like I am, and we all are prone to making mistakes. But like I said, I would definitely advise you all to please seek the Most High God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your might. And if you believe that you do not have a fear of the Most High God, then ask Him to manifest that feeling unto you, and He will do it, because that is actually His commandments. And it says that in the Bible that if we ask anything according to His will, then it shall be done. And it is in His will for us to have a fear of Him, because that fear of Him keeps us in check. That fear of Him keeps us wanting to keep His commandments, to do His ways, to follow after Him, after His desire for us. So of course that is what He desired for us to have. Glory be to the Most High God. Hallelujah. All praises. I hope that you all have learned something from this lesson. I know that the video is a little long, but of course this subject is so deep, but this is just barely scratching the surface. Continue to seek the Most High God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. I hope that this word has blessed you. And if it has, consider subscribing to the channel and hit the bell to get notifications when I upload new content. Until next time, my brothers and sisters, God bless you all. Be blessed. Talk soon.